down this big story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air. Go home to Bel Air! In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air." I begged and pleaded with her day after day, but she packed my suitcase and sent me on my way. She gave me a kiss and then she gave me my ticket. I put my Walkman on and said, "I might as well kick it. First class, yo, this is bad. Drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass. Is this what the people of Bel Air living like? This might be alright. Wait, I hear the prissy bourgeois and all that. Is this the type of place that they send this cool cat? I don't think so. I see when I get there. I hope they're prepared for the Prince of Bel Air." Well, the plane landed, and when I came out, there was a dude looked like a cop standing there with my name out. I'm trying to get a ring, yet I just got here. I sprang with the quickness like lightning disappeared. I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the lights looked like it's crashing in a dice in the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was rare, but I thought, man, forget it. Go home to Bel Air! I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8, and I yelled to the cabbie, "Go home, smell you later." Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel Air.